You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, I don't think it's in a great place right now, if you ask me, like, where this is. And I think it's just sort of the, you know, I hate to say normal course of things, but I do think to some degree these things do get bumpy. And I think they've gotten bumpier as the market's exploded over the last couple of years with the cap going up as fast as it has. And so, you know, if you're Terry McLaurin, I think you look at it and you're saying, like, you don't even come to me with anything that doesn't start with a three, you know what I mean, per year. And I think it's fair of him to ask for something in that range just based on where the market's gone. You know, obviously last year, Justin Jefferson gets 35 and, you know, and CeeDee Lamb gets 34. But, like, I'd say the real comp is probably DK Metcalf, who, he gets traded to Pittsburgh and he gets 33 per year on a 4-year deal. So, you know, I think those comps are out there and, you know, I think they will eventually get something done. Terry, and you guys know this, you don't need me to tell you, Terry's too important to what they've built there. But sometimes these things can get a little messy along the way. And I think that's sort of where we are right now.
Yeah. That is Albert Breer of the MMQB. He joined Grant and Danny a couple of weeks ago and had that to say about where the negotiations stood between the Commanders and Terry McLaurin and their effort to get him a long-term extension. I think right now when it comes to these conversations between Washington and Terry McLaurin, one, I think Albert Breer, as much as I think this Commanders front office is tight-lipped, if Albert Breer says that things are bumpy and they're in a bad spot right now, not in a good place, I believe him. He has no dog in this fight, so to speak. Albert Breer is not a Commanders fan. Albert Breer is not an NFL fan. Albert Breer is a reporter, point blank, unbiased, doesn't cover just one team. So, and he's one of the most respected guys in the industry. So when he comes out and says this, you bet your ass, whether you want to believe it or not, whether you're too much of a fanboy to believe it or not, these negotiations aren't in a good place. That audio you heard was from 3 weeks ago. As of Friday, this is what Albert Breer had to say. Quote, they have a lot of work to do. I'd expect that work will pick up again when the league comes back from break in a few weeks. But it's still not in a great place. So we'll see what happens. There's plenty of time to get something done. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. After hearing from Albert Breer, is there any concern about where things currently stand between the Commanders and Terry McLaurin when it comes to this contract extension? And do you think it gets done by training camp? If not, how much of a distraction do you think it is to this football team? 1-800-636-1067. Terry deserves the money. The key part of this is, we don't know how much Terry's asking for, and we don't know how much the Commanders are willing to pay. But if you're Terry McLaurin, think about this. You were second in the NFL in receiving touchdowns last year. You were second in all the NFL in receiving touchdowns last year. if you or Terry, if Terry comes to the negotiating table and is asking for CeeDee Lamb money at $34 million per, he had more touchdowns than CeeDee last year. He was a better wide receiver than CeeDee Lamb last year. Does he deserve that type of money? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Brandon in Waldorf. What's going on, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, bro? How you doing?
I personally think that, one, I don't think it's I don't think it's an issue that it can be done. I think the issue is why hasn't it been done? Yeah. And for me, the reason I look at that is this. Between the fact that Terry has put up career numbers and great numbers his whole time here with a bunch of subpar quarterbacks, and the fact of what he did last year, and he's outshined the guys that are his quote-unquote peers, like you said, like CeeDee and all those guys. I think you need to get it done. Also, it affects the rest of the team. Like, how do you continue Jaden Daniels' growth without the top target?
I agree with you.
Then you got to factor, what about the other guys that are coming up as free agents or who may be free to think about coming, and they go, wow, he's one of their own, homegrown. They give him problems with renewing to get a new contract.
But here's the thing. Here's the pushback, Brandon, that I would have for that, because I agree. When you're putting anybody anywhere, anytime, or you're preaching brotherhood and family the way that they are, you got to reward the guys that work hard. But if Terry McLaurin's asking for $35 million per year and ridiculous guarantees, Adam Peters and company have a number as a negotiating partner that they're not willing to exceed. So if Terry's number that he's asking for is over the number that they're willing to exceed, what happens? We're at a contract impasse, and that's why you're not hearing anything.
Well, and what you may not want to pay and what he's earned, what the market dictates, are two totally different things.
You damn skippy hippie. I appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. What I'm doing right now, because I think this is fascinating, every time we have this Terry McLaurin conversation, I think it's good to go check out where he stands amongst wide receivers and the contracts that have been given out in the NFL. DK Metcalf, earlier this offseason, signed a deal that averages about $33 million per year, and it's $60 million fully guaranteed. The negotiations have to start there, in my opinion, because when you think about Terry's numbers compared to DK's numbers, Terry's been the better receiver. DK's had the better quarterbacks. Terry's been the better receiver. Terry also has been a lot more durable than DK Metcalf. So if I'm Buddy Baker and company, do not come to me with a deal that is less than $60 million guaranteed and less than $33 million per year. Point blank. I'll even take it a step further. If I'm Terry, though, I'm looking at CeeDee Lamb's guarantees. He got $67 million guaranteed at signing. If I'm Terry, based off of my numbers when I have a quarterback versus CeeDee's numbers and the touchdown numbers, I'm feeling like, hey, maybe my guarantees should go up as well. 1-800-636-1067. Jimmy is in Silver Spring, wants to chime in. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, man, you're crazy. You know, you're talking about CeeDee Lamb. You know, CeeDee Lamb was hurt 5 or 6 games last year. Over his career, he blows Terry McLaurin away. The thing about it is the Redskins are looking at Terry McLaurin, who's in his age 30 season, and they're saying 4 or 5 years down the road, is he going to be worth that money? You know, the guys who got paid are younger than 30 years old. So, you know, it's crazy. It's a money thing, and it's an age thing, and it's a production thing. You talk about DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf had other weapons around him. Terry McLaurin, for the longest time, as you guys put it, was the only guy out here. So he was getting all those targets, okay? But you trust Adam Peters, you trust Dan Quinn, you trust all these people, and if they probably get, he could probably get 2 years of $35 million with whatever $50 million guaranteed. But he's probably looking for a 4 or 5 year deal. That's probably the holdup. How many years on the deal?
See, that's what makes all of this fascinating. Is you can assume that, but nobody really knows. We don't know what the Commanders have offered.
Well,
we don't know what Terry's asking.
Assumptions. Everybody who's calling is dealing on assumptions. But I'm saying you guys think that Terry McLaurin is the next Jerry Rice. I think he's probably the fourth or fifth best receiver in his own division.
And I mean, you're talking about a division that's got three or four guys in the top 10 of the NFL. So that's not really saying anything.
That's what I'm saying. So I think he's.
You're talking about, and you're also talking about. And you're also talking about, and you're also talking about the deepest position group in the NFL. So
right, and you can always, if you look, receivers are getting drafted and made all the time. You see, so that's another consideration. If we let Terry McLaurin go, can we get a guy who's just as good or better than he is? You know,
that's the question. But it, you could say it's a business thing, but you also got to look at the other guys in that locker room in the face and go, hey, if you earn a contract, if you play up to standards and earn a deal.
Tyler Battish earned a contract with the Cowboys, but they didn't want to pay him. That's why he's with the Redskins or the Commanders or whatever y'all are. You know, give me a break, man. Terry McLaurin is not the end-all, be-all to wide receivers. They know it. The only people that don't know it are the Commander fans. Love the show, man.
Appreciate you as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. I don't think anyone's acting like Terry's the end-all, be-all, but at some point there is a culture that you have to set and establish within an organization that you're going to reward guys who deserve to get paid. There is no doubt that Terry McLaurin deserves to get paid. The question is, how much does he deserve to get paid? 1-800-636-1067. Here's my thing when comparing him to the other top wide receivers in the NFL. Terry hasn't had a quarterback. That's it. Like, Terry hasn't had a quarterback. And if I'm Buddy Baker and company, I'm putting up the numbers from last year and going, see, I know what I've done in the past, but this is who I really am when I actually have a guy that can get me the football. 1-800-636-1067. I'll even take it a step further. Who has more leverage right now in this negotiation? The Commanders or Terry McLaurin? Because if you're Terry, I'm looking at the rest of this wide receiver core like, well, who the hell is going to replace me? I'm looking at the rest of the wide receiver core like, well, who else puts up my type of production? Nobody. That's the tough part about all of this. Is Terry, to me, has all of the leverage, but the Commanders, at the end of the day, are really the ones that determine whether this gets done or not. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Uptown Mo out in the city wants to chime in. What's going on, Mo?
Hey, Al, why would you ever say that Terry McLaurin has all the leverage?
Because he's the player, and he just had a career season. He's got the leverage. They need him.
He don't have the leverage. Terry McLaurin doesn't have the leverage. Let me tell you what franchises do. Franchises move on from players. That's just what it is. If we could get first-round picks for him at this top value right now, Adam Peters has all the leverage. He's going to tell the fan base, hey.
If they can get a first – Mo, I'll let you go. But if they can get a first-round pick for Terry, they would have got it. Point blank.
No, listen to what I'm saying. I get what you're saying. I get that. But what I'm saying is Adam Peters is going to tell the fan base, we tried. It's the Bryce Harper, the Bum Bradley Bill. It's the same scenario. All throughout sports, Terry. I read the newspaper clipping. So if they write, they write. Terry's asking for $37 million. That was the rumor that came out. They're offering $33 million. Do you think $33 million is not a fair number?
Where did you hear $37 million? You talking about the Lake Lewis report? First of all, respect to Lake Lewis. I don't know if Lake Lewis is privy to what the hell is actually going on, and I feel like that was a clickbait number thrown out there. And first of all, I'll be honest with you. If Terry McLaurin and his camp are asking for $37 million per year, Terry can kiss
my
ass.
See you later.
Point blank. And I love Terry.
See you later.
Buddy Baker and company can hit the door.
Now, this is what people don't understand. Two of my favorite wide receivers that ever played for the Commanders were older, Urban Fryer and Henry Ellett. Terry McLaurin did not play a lot of college football. He wasn't, like, a star at Ohio State. He hasn't played a lot of football in the league because we haven't been to the playoffs. So he's playing 16-game seasons. Terry McLaurin is ascending right now, and yes. by age 34, the way that he takes care of his body, I'm sure that it won't be declining returns. But if you want $37 million, give me the draft picks. Let Lane play, let Debo play, let McCaffrey play, and let these tight ends play, and we'll see what happens. And give me the draft picks. That's but what I'm saying. I love Terry.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Mo. Every elite team that's in the dance is paying one of these guys big money. The Eagles are paying A.J. Brown big money. Justin Jefferson's getting paid big money by the Vikings, right? Like, it feels like all of the contending teams that are in the dance, that are in the mix, have one of those guys at receiver. The Texans have Nico Collins. You look at all the top paid receivers in the NFL, it's not like they're doing it for bad teams. So, like, that's the dilemma to me.
Well, let's look at it. Nico Collins came out of nowhere, right?
Right.
Mike Evans has been doing it. He got another contract as an older player. Devontae Adams got another contract as an older player. I'm not worried about Terry falling off a cliff. I'm not even worried about the $37 million. If they give him $37 million, I wouldn't even complain. I'm telling you. But if $37 million
would be that'd be the second highest paid receiver in football.
But $37 million today, bro, you know is not tomorrow's $37 million.
Correct. But because the market just got reset, that 37 is going to be at the top of it for a while. Because ain't no. What if Terry wants to be the first $40 million per year receiver? Terry could be tripping for all
listen,
we know.
That's these billionaires' money. But listen, we all know that if he doesn't live up to the contract, they're going to restructure it in 3 years. So what are we talking about? Like it's semantics at this point. I don't understand what the sticking point is, but I do. I will tell you this. I'm not opposed. I might be in the minority. I'm not opposed to receiving and recouping for a third-round draft pick, which we got in 7 years, whatever value we can get for Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, I think that's the realistic part of this that fans aren't willing to come to grips with, Mo, and I think I'm right where you're at. If you can't come to terms on a deal this offseason, trade him. I do not want to play the franchise tag game with Terry McLaurin to get messy and run the risk of the league knowing that you're trying to trade him and then they lowball you for a guy that we know is of the Pro Bowl ilk. So it's going to be fascinating to see how this thing plays out. We appreciate the call as always. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Things currently a little messy between the Commanders and wide receiver Terry McLaurin. Is there any concern amongst the fan base that this deal doesn't get done? And we'll switch up the second part of this question. If the Commanders can't get a deal done with McLaurin this offseason, should they wait till the end of the year to renegotiate? Or should they trade him before the start of the season? Your calls on that next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, I don't think it's in a great place right now, if you ask me, like, where this is. And I think it's just sort of the, you know, I hate to say normal course of things, but I do think to some degree, these things do get bumpy, and I think they've gotten bumpier as the market's exploded over the last couple of years with the cap going up as fast as it has. And so, you know, if you're Terry McLaurin, I think you look at it and you're saying, like, you don't even come to me with anything that doesn't start with a three, you know what I mean, per year. And I think it's fair of him to ask for something in that range just based on where the market's gone. You know, obviously last year, Justin Jefferson gets 35 and, you know, and CeeDee Lamb gets 34. But, like, I'd say the real comp is probably DK Metcalf, who he gets traded to Pittsburgh, and he gets 33 per year on a four-year deal. So, you know, I think those comps are out there, and, you know, I think they will eventually get something done. Terry, and you guys know this, you don't need me to tell you, Terry's too important to what they've built there. But sometimes these things can get a little messy along the way, and that's sort of where we are right now.
Yeah. Taking you around the DMV here on this Sunday afternoon. You're tapped in to the Youngest and Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 1 o'clock before handing things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. That was Albert Breer of the MMQB. He joined Grant and Danny 3 weeks ago, and that's where things currently – or that's where things stood 3 weeks ago with Terry McLaurin and the Commanders. Albert Breer on Friday in his MMQB fan mailbag had this to say about where things currently stand between the Commanders – and Terry McLaurin. Quote, they have a lot of work to do still. I'd expect that work will pick up again when the league comes back from break in a few weeks, but it's still not in a great place. So we'll see what happens. He also adds there's still plenty of time to get something done. I want to take your calls at 1-800-636-1067. One, are you at all concerned about where things stand between the Commanders and McLaurin when it comes to this contract negotiation? And then the second part is this. If they don't get a deal done by the start of the regular season, if they don't get a deal done by training camp, rather, if they don't get a deal done by camp, should the Commanders let Terry play this season out on the final year of his deal? Or should they try and recoup their asset and trade him to the highest bidder? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I keep giving percentages on this. I give it an 80-20 shot of happening. I think it's an 80% chance it gets done. I think it's a 20% chance it doesn't. I think you all as fans act as if a deal not happening is impossible. You all act as if there's no scenario in which he's not playing in Washington, and I don't think that's true. Say what you want about how tight-lipped this organization is. Albert Breer is arguably the most plugged-in NFL insider in the National Football League. He's not biased toward the Commanders. He's not biased towards any team. You all are. The bottom line is this. Something's up with these negotiations. We have heard not an inkling of positivity come out of this thing. All we've heard is that Terry's frustrated. All we've heard is that they're still far apart. At some point, as fans, we got to look ourselves in the mirror and go, well, hey, what's actually going to happen and what's actually best for this football franchise? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Nick is in Woakum. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, man, I think that Sean up in Winchester said it. If they wanted him right after the last game, they'd have jumped all over him, signed him, gone into the regular, coming into the season, everything would have been packed, good to go. I don't think if he said $37 million, that would change this whole everything.
Well, here's the thing. Nobody would agree with that.
I don't know if he actually asked for
$37 million.
I hate that. I hate the rumor mill, man. It's terrible. It starts all kinds of stuff. But, you know, we would have had him signed, delivered. But everybody will be mad and upset until we do trade him and we do pick up that double-digit sack master or that linebacker from hell. Yeah. You know, football is a tough sport, man. You can't do it with your heart.
Right.
This is a business, a big business, man. What you got to do, man, is you got to get a contract. Another thing, people are saying that, you know, we ought to stick with him. He's our man. You know, he's negotiating the contract he already has. And that started, what, 15 years ago. It was nobody could believe they were doing it, and they did it, and they held out. And it started that thing off, and that's the way it's been going for a long time.
Yeah, so let me ask you this. Do you think a deal gets done by training camp?
I think when a deal, I think he'll be gone. That's my opinion. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Redskins fanatic. I love Terry McLaurin. I think he's great. But this is a business. And they got I bet you by the 8th, 9th, 10th game last year,
yeah,
the boys that make the decisions were sitting across from the table with each other looking like, hey, man, what are we going to do with this situation we're in?
Because they knew it was coming, buddy. After he scores in the NFC Championship game, the price went up, man. I'm telling you, it did.
And they're going to themselves, look, he's not worth a 3-year contract. And I'm sorry, guys, I love him, but he's had one good year. I know the quarterback story, the terrible quarterbacks. But the bottom line is, if he asks, I'm not going to say 37 again. Simple fact that he came into this ready to sit tells me he's not as dedicated to us as we are to him.
Hey, I think that's a hell of a way to put it, Nick. I appreciate the call as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. Let's look at a couple of numbers when it comes to Terry McLaurin. He was second in the NFL in reception EPA, right? So I think that's a metric that really it tells you an analytic that kind of deep dives into like the expected points scored per reception, pretty much. He is second in the NFL, meaning when he catches the football, good things happen. Yards over catch, yards after the catch over expected. Terry McLaurin was ranked within the top 20 in the NFL. His average yards per target is another area where I thought he did well. You saw him take the top off of defenses a lot last year. I just think when it comes to McLaurin, I just think it's a difficult negotiation. If he was 28 years old, would this be a conversation? If he was 28 years old, would this be a conversation? I don't know. See, the thing that I continue to get frustrated with is like fans in this negotiation have taken sides, and I don't think that's the fair thing to do at all. I think both sides are doing their own due diligence in the situation. The Commanders got to get a deal that's best for the team. Terry's got to get a deal that's best for him and his family. Those two things may be a conflict of interest in all reality. Because if you're the Washington Commanders, Spotrac projected, I got to go back to it. Spotrac projected something like $33 million annually. And the DK Metcalf deal is really the framework of this contract, right? To me, man, his absence from minicamp meant a loss of $604,000, and he forfeited his $500,000 workout bonus. So he's turning down money to not show up. So let's just show you how angry he really is. His projection via Spotrac, 3 years, $93 million, $31 million per. The guarantees is what gets interesting here, because I do think it is a 3-year deal that they are offering him. I don't think it's anything less than 3. If it is, Terry should turn it down. Point blank. When you think about his durability, and I get he's 30. When you think about his durability over the course of his career, it's pretty clear that paying him for 3 years, he's probably going to play every game he can in those 3 years. He doesn't miss games. I give him that. That's a massive, massive compliment to him as well. And I think it says a lot about how he takes care of his body. It also, honestly, it also wouldn't stop me from paying him. Right? Like, that would be the thing that would I would be not hesitant to give him a 3-year deal, because I know he's a guy that, honestly, to me, is ascending. And I think a caller before said that. I look at him as an ascending football player. He had his best season at age 30. Got to mean something if you're a Commanders fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Are you at all concerned about where things stand between the team and Terry McLaurin when it comes to the contract negotiation? The second part is this. If they can't get a deal done by training camp, are you letting this thing drag out through the summer and have it distract this team? Or are you willing to part ways with Terry McLaurin via trade? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Michelle in Calverton. What's the time? What's going on, Michelle?
Hello, Linnell. Michelle
How
here
are you?
From Section 124. I'm
yes,
still here indeed. Listening.
How you doing?
I think it'll get done, but if I'm the businesswoman here, I would not go above Metcalf's deal because he is not CeeDee Lamb. We were talking about him being a number two just a couple years ago. Okay? So he benefited from JD, clearly. And there were games where I sat there, he'd catch a pass, and the guy caught up to him. The defender caught up to him.
Getting caught from behind is something a lot of fans say.
Yeah, caught from behind. Like, I'm so frustrated. I said, put the speed on. Go, you know. But when JD threw it, ahead of him, everything was great. Or the short passes when he could build up steam. But, again, I'm not wedded to Terry McLaurin at all. I think the team loves him and everybody loves him. And I think he likes being in Washington. So I do think a deal will get done, but only if his side is more reasonable. I don't know what they're asking, but reasonable enough. Because CeeDee Lamb,
Michelle, that's the tough thing here, why the rumor mill is so frustrating when trying to talk about a negotiation. We don't know who's being reasonable or not. It could be the Commanders that are lowballing Terry McLaurin. Or, like you alluded to, it could also be Terry asking for too much. So that's why it's so interesting to me.
Yes, it is.
Michelle,
but I hope it gets done for JD's sake, because we don't want him to have a sophomore slump. And, unless you got something really good in return, you just need to pay a reasonable amount.
Yeah, I totally agree. Appreciate the call as always, Michelle. We'll talk soon.
Sure. Nice talking to you again.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will run through more of your calls. Terry McLaurin and the Commanders, according to Albert Breer, not in a good place when it comes to these contract negotiations. Are you at all concerned about the team's ability to get a deal done? And then if it's not done by training camp, are you willing to part ways with Terry McLaurin? That is next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, I don't think it's in a great place right now. If you ask me, like, where this is, and I think it's just sort of the, you know, I hate to say normal course of things, but I do think to some degree these things do get bumpy, and I think they've gotten bumpier as the market's exploded over the last couple of years with the cap going up as fast as it has. And so, you know, if you're Terry McLaurin, I think you look at it and you're saying, like, you don't even come to me with anything that doesn't start with a three. You know what I mean? Per year. And I think it's fair of him to ask for something in that range just based on where the market's gone. You know, obviously last year, Justin Jefferson gets 35 and, you know, and CeeDee Lamb gets 34. But like, I'd say the real comp is probably DK Metcalf, who, he gets traded to Pittsburgh and he gets 33 per year on a 4-year deal. So, you know, I think those comps are out there, and, you know, I think they will eventually get something done. Terry, and you guys know this, you don't need me to tell you, Terry's too important to what they've built there. But sometimes these things can get a little messy along the way, and that's sort of where we are right now.
Yeah. That's Albert Breer, the MMQB, telling us what we all know. Terry is important to the Washington Commanders. What we're going to find out sooner rather than later is just how important Terry McLaurin is to the Washington Commanders. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 1 o'clock as we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday afternoon. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. Taking your calls right now on where things currently stand with the Commanders and Terry McLaurin when it comes to a potential contract extension. That audio we just played for you coming back from break was from 3 weeks ago. It's when Albert Breer joined Grant and Danny. And he had that to say about where things stood at that point. On Friday, in his MMQB fan mailbag, he answered a question regarding McLaurin's extension and said, quote, on an extension, they have a lot of work to do. I'd expect that work will pick up again when the league comes back from break in a few weeks, but it's still not in a great place. So we'll see what happens. There's still plenty of time to get done. The question we're asking you at 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. The question I'm asking is this. One, are you at all concerned about their ability to get a deal done? All we've heard is negative things coming out about this negotiation. We haven't heard that, yeah, they're making progress and they're close. All we've heard is that, yeah, things aren't in a good place. Things are bumpy. Things are rocky. Do you have confidence that the team gets a deal done? And then the second part of this question requires you to put your feelings to the side, to take off your burgundy and gold colored lenses and be real about where things currently stand. If they can't get a deal done by training camp, do you want them to drag this thing throughout the summer? Or would you rather them trade Terry McLaurin to the highest bidder while his value is its best? 1-800-636-1067. Before we go back out to the calls, I want to answer this real quick. I am concerned about their ability to get a deal done. Because all you've heard is nothing but negativity coming out of this negotiation. I am concerned because I think it's a tricky negotiation from the get-go. Terry's 30. That's what messes this up. He's 30. And you got to look if you're the Commanders and go, was last year a one-off, or is this really who Terry McLaurin is? See, that's the question that they're asking, and it's a tough one. The second part I'll answer too. I'm thinking about how Brandon Ayuk went down last year in San Fran, and then he ended up getting hurt. To me, man, if you can't get a deal done with Terry, don't play around. Sell him to the highest bidder and move on if you're going to move on. That's my thing. Don't drag this out. Don't let this distract you the way that it has the potential to. Lou is in D.C. wants to chime in. What's up, Lou?
Miguel, what's going on, man? I got to stop you right there. Number one, you say he's 30. He don't hit 30 until September. So this age,
he's 30. What do you mean? He's 30 then. He's 30.
No, he's not.
If he doesn't turn, when the season starts, what age will he be?
September.
When the season starts, what age will he be? Exactly.
But still, though, nah, you making it look like he's 30. He's aging. Dude, age ain't nothing but a number. So let's stop that, man. Let's stop that nonsense. The guy, all you got to do is go watch his tape, man. Not the last 4 years, just go watch his tape this year. I mean, this past season. The guy put up the numbers. He always go about his business. You don't hear anything about him. So what is it? I don't get it. You over here talking about trading him?
Man, if you can't get a deal done, what are you going to sit and play tiddlywinks all offseason?
Man, to me, you funny, man. You be flip-flopping all the time, man.
I'm flip-flopping. No, I'm being real. See, you all look at this thing through burgundy and gold color lenses. You act as if I'm lying.
Already. Like,
I'm lying. He turns 30 September 15th. He turns 30 September 15th. So when the season starts, he's 30.
So don't make it look like he's 30. He's not 30
yet. Get the hell out
of here. 2 months away.
When the season starts, he'll be 30. If you want to ignore the facts of it, ignore it. The bottom line is this. If they don't get a deal done, trade him. See, you all want to sit and be distracted. That's all we've known for 25-plus years is distractions. Don't let it distract the team. If it's something that's going to drag into training camp, if it's something that's going to take until the regular season starts, trade him. Point blank. 1-800-636-1067. Curtis is in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on, Curtis?
How you doing, Mr. Linnea?
I'm good, man. I don't know how I'm doing because I don't get the way some of you all think about these players. I get this is your favorite team. I get you want the deal to get done, but be realistic about it. If Terry McLaurin's asking for a certain number that they're not willing to meet, guess what's going to happen? They're going to trade him. But you all are scared to hear that.
Yes, but that's all. But I mean, but he has been one of our soldiers for the last 5 years. He has had no quarterback. And these people that keep calling about some damn CD Lamb was a stat stuffer. If he went with the Dallas Cowboy, you never heard nothing about him. So I'm going to keep hearing about this CD Lamb stuff. This man had been professional. You know, they gave him no problem. Had no quarterback for 4 or 5 years. Now we get a quarterback. Now everybody was talking about the age and this and that. And the Peters be safe. Why they bring Debo Samuel over there? You gave him that money, some of that money. Because I'm not sure about him. He be coming up, be 29. The cornerback, Lattimore about to get up at 8, and they still want to keep paying these people, though. So I got a problem with that, too. So if they let him go, and then we could be like sitting like 7-10 next year, you know, see all these fans, they've been talking about he ain't this and that. It takes speed to get by people last year, and he got by him. Yeah, he got caught by the dude from the Pittsburgh Steelers, but that was on the angle. So I don't know everybody keep talking about he lost speed and all this. We had the best long ball catcher in the league, and nobody never bring that up, though. So thank you.
I know it's tough. Nate, James, Chris, Jumbo, Al, we'll get to you on the other side of the break. Calls are rolling in. Where do you currently stand when it comes to your confidence with the Commanders and Terry McLaurin agreeing to terms on an extension? Plus, if they can't come to an extension by training camp, are you okay dragging this out into the regular season? Or would you rather just cut your losses and trade them to the highest bidder? Your call's next. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. About an hour and change left to go on the program before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. He's actually going to join us before we get out of here. We'll get his thoughts on Terry McLaurin and where the contract negotiations stand between the Commanders and Terry. But we've been letting you hear the Breer audio all morning. Albert Breer on Friday in his MMQB fan mailbag, had this to say about where things currently stand between McLaurin and the Commanders. Quote, they have a lot of work to do. I'd expect that work will pick up again when the league comes back from break in a few weeks, but it's still not in a great place. So we'll see what happens. There's plenty of time to get something done. Where I stand is this. See, the bottom line to me is that I can only go based off of what I know. And all I know, all that's been reported, is that the team and Terry McLaurin are not in a good place with each other right now when it comes to these negotiations. So much so that I'm starting to have doubts about whether or not the deal actually gets done. If we're going to put a percentage on it, I give it an 80-20% chance of happening. I think it's an 80% chance it happens. I think it's a 20% chance it doesn't. Terry McLaurin last year, to his credit, he set himself up perfectly. When he signed that 3-year extension under Ron Rivera years back, it was to hit free agency again with the hopes of him having a quarterback and him putting up some numbers. Terry did that. Last year, first year with a quarterback, best year in damn near every statistical category, second in the NFL in touchdowns, scored in every playoff game. He is legit. I don't think there's any denying that. The question, though, is how legit? How legit is Terry McLaurin? Is he worth CeeDee Lamb's $67 million guaranteed and $34 million annually? We had the report come out, and look, I love my guy Lake Lewis as much as the next guy. I saw what Lake Lewis reported, just like you all saw what Lake Lewis reported. If Terry McLaurin and his camp, and I don't know if this is true or not, I'm just going off of what I saw. If Terry and his camp are asking for $37 million annually, Terry done bumped his damn head. There is no way that you can justify paying Terry McLaurin $37 million per year. And some of the callers have alluded to it, but I didn't want to sound like I was coming on here trying to trash my guy, because I love Terry as much as the next guy. But you know why I'm not paying Terry $37 million per year? Because of that Week 16 game against Atlanta, where it's 7 targets turned into 1 reception for 5 yards. I'm not paying Terry McLaurin because Quinyon Mitchell put his ass in a seatbelt twice last year. I'm not paying Terry $30 million or $37 million annually because Deontay Banks on November 3rd held him to 2 catches for 19 yards. That's why I'm not paying Terry $37 million annually. In Week 2 against the Giants, 6 catches for 22 yards for Terry McLaurin. That's why, oh my gosh, we got massive breaking news. Oh, man. Oh, Lord, I can't believe what I'm just seeing across my ticker. We're going to continue to take your calls on the other side at 1-800-636-1067. When we come back, though, a massive gambling scandal potentially underway in the NBA. We'll get you the details on that next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.